Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Howland. One of the employee owners of Tab comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, and concerns. And man, oh man, there's always plenty of comments and concerns when it comes to technology.
Absolutely.
I had no idea what we were getting into. We just thought we were helping businesses work more efficiently, but no. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, no matter where you are on the planet. You can go ahead and call us on your cell phone, and generally it shouldn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
So 860-522-9842. That's thanks to Voice over IP.
Yeah.
And so get online if you'd like. And then, of course, at 10:05, we're going to have Wes Bryan, one of our favorite edutainers, join us. And he wants to talk about schmishing. And basically those are going to be... they're like phishing apps, phishing attacks, but they're via text, and it's a problem. So we'll chat with Wes about that. But as usual and customary, we have some technology news you can use.
Recently, Microsoft debuted a new app on their store for Windows, and it's a nice thing that will bring you the Bing wallpaper.
Ooh.
You know, every day.
If you're using Bing.
Well, yeah, but the Bing wallpaper is kind of famous for being a nice high resolution photograph of something nice.
Is it?
And a lot of people want that to be their desktop background, okay?
Huh.
Or wallpaper. All so right. They came up with this app that will do that for you. It'll just run in the background. It'll constantly change the wallpaper the next time another one is issued.
All right.
Well, I mean, it sounds really wonderful, right?
I guess.
Yeah, only there's other things that it does.
Oh, no. What other positive things could it be doing?
It tries to change your default browser.
That doesn't sound
nice. Because they want you to be using Edge.
Oh, my goodness.
It changes your default search engine sometimes.
Nothing desperate about that.
Or it nags you to change it. And anyway, this thing came out maybe a week ago, and it's really stirring up a backlash because in a lot of ways, it's behaving like malware.
Right, right. Just like an update from Microsoft sometimes behaves like malware.
Well, that's a little different because that's generally a true mistake.
I know.
And, you know, they don't really want to break your computer by sending out an update.
Right.
In this case,
the
behavior is all by design. This is what they want the thing to do to you.
You want a little pretty picture? Well, you better use Bing. And, oh, you want a pretty picture? You better use our browser. Yeah. Come on, Microsoft. And how desperate can you be?
I mean, really? Siri, I mean...
Yeah.
It's not like they don't already control the operating system market. Right?
Just imagine that meeting. All right, here we go. We're gonna create an app that brings down these high resolution pictures. Of course, it's gonna jam up your internet as they do that. Wow. And this pretty picture is gonna be on your screen. And you know what? While we're doing that, why don't we hijack their browser? And I mean, what kind of meeting is that? Yeah, that's a great idea. It's a great idea, Bob. Let's go ahead and hijack the guy's browser while he's downloading the pretty pictures. It just sounds desperate to me.
Yeah,
but that's Microsoft. In other news, this is personal news. So my son needs to go get his prescription for his glasses updated, right? That's fine. It happens as we get older. You know, your eyeballs change and you got to go into the old eye doctor and take a look at what's going on and they give you a new prescription, right? So we found out, though, that this particular ophthalmologist that we use is out of doctors. They can't find any doctors here in Connecticut.
What?
Yeah, they can't find any doctors. So he's going to go and do a virtual session. And
a virtual eye exam?
Yep. The tech, and that doesn't seem kosher, but the tech's going to do all the work, right? So you're going to put your go through all the machines, the clinical machines, and have the retinal scan and have the puff in your eyeball. And then I suspect, we don't know this for certain, the tech's going to hold the thing that you look through there where they say, how's it now? Better or worse? How's it now? Better or worse? Click, click, click. Virtually. So the doctor can, I guess, listen to what you say and then tells the technician to do up or down. I don't know what they're going to do here. But the doctor is going to remote control the tech. And then if you can just see this as a potential AI replacement or even just a regular software replacement, because eventually.
I mean, especially when it comes to flipping the lens choices.
Right.
You like A or B better.
Right.
That matter of fact, that in my mind, that isn't even AI. That's just cascading if then conditions.
Right.
And computers have been doing that for, 60 years or more than that.
Yeah.
So that's very old technology. And I mean, if that is what they're going to allow to take over, I mean.
Yeah. How bad is it when you're literally phoning it in as a doctor remotely doing an eye exam?
Phoning it in.
Wait till your cardiologist tries to do that, right? Or, deep breath. And they
take a deep breath, and then they've got somebody holding the stethoscope against your back, and then it's a doctor that's listening to it over the internet. Yeah. Come on!
Secretary's holding the stethoscope here. So it is what it is. I just found it interesting that that's where we're going. My wife and I were both like, what? What's going on here? But that's what's going on here in Connecticut, where can't find doctors. So I found that kind of interesting. Another news, speaking of health, a DNA firm that was holding highly sensitive data vanishes without warning.
What?
Yeah. Sensitive data would be your DNA information, right? So this was a company called Atlas Biomed, which had offices in London, offered to provide insights into people's genetic makeup as well as their predispositions to certain illnesses. So you're going ahead and submitting your DNA, you're swabbing your cheek, whatever you're doing. And all of a sudden, the company disappeared and people no longer had access to their personalized reports or online. The online company has not even responded to the BBC's request for comment.
Whoa.
And it turns out this was a Russian company.
Oh, of course. They rented a spot, maybe a broom closet in London, so that they could say that they were a British company.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was something that was going to give you some sort of, predisposition to diseases and what have you. And the company disappeared. So, again, the moral of the story is be careful where you're sticking your data. Now, we talk about the cloud. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you're sticking your DNA data in the cloud and you trust these companies. But these companies are only there for as long as they're there.
Right.
And they have no responsibility to do anything else. And you think for some reason people think they're just going to be there in perpetuity. But the Russian links are kind of weird. I mean, that's why would there be a Russian back end there? And B, why would they disappear like that with no warning, nothing? So keep in mind when you keep throwing this data out at these companies. There's no guarantee of privacy. There's no guarantee of anything. The guarantees only exist while the entity exists.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and they only exist as long as they don't change the terms of service on you.
When they get purchased by somebody
else. Right. So even existence doesn't limit what can happen with your data.
Right. So none of this explains where the databases are. Customer DNA has ended up and nobody knows where it is. If they have no evidence of being misused per se yet.
Yet.
You can go ahead and try to contact them directly, they're saying, if you have used this company. Again, we haven't probably here in America. But the moral of the story is be careful where you stick your data. And just assume the thing about the cloud or even a company in general, it dissipates. Right?
Yep.
The agreement you had with company A changes instantly when company B buys company A.
Right.
And there's no protections for us here in America either. Now, the UK has some pretty stringent data protections and privacy protections, but it doesn't matter if you don't exist.
Right. Against whom are those restrictions going to be enforced? There's nothing.
Right. And if there's a Russian connection in the background there, then there's even less chance of anything being done. So keep that in mind. I'm not telling you to not use these services. But 23andMe also is having some pretty serious issues.
Yeah, they may be vanishing, but not for insidious reasons, just because they're going to be going bankrupt.
Yeah, because of a breach.
Right, right.
Right? So keep it in mind. It's something just to pay attention to, and it is what it is. What did you want to bring up? Anything else there, Dennis, before I go to break?
A little bit lighthearted story.
Okay.
AI poetry.
Yes.
It turns out that humans like AI-generated poetry better than
the classics.
Actual human poetry.
Right. From the best.
From the best, from the best poets. Yes. Yeah. Well, like Walt Whitman, Emily Dickinson, William Shakespeare.
Right. The AI was trained.
Chaucer.
The AI was trained on those folks.
Right. It was trained on them. Yeah.
And then it produced its own poetry.
Right.
And then people had to like say whether they liked X or Y poem, not knowing who produced what.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked the AI better.
Yeah.
It was simpler. Right. I think that was part of the reason.
Right. Yeah. It was kind of distilled and right. I guess people like that aesthetic in their poetry.
It lacked the nuance, right? It lacked the highbrow. It lacked the probably the depth, or it lacked a lot of the double entendre. It lacked probably a lot when it comes to. But then, of course, you know, the common ruck. What do we, the common ruck, know about good poetry, Dennis?
I don't know anything about poetry.
Right. So as long as it sounds good and it makes you feel good, I guess that's how it goes. So we'll put a link up to that story as well. But AI is taking over everything, even your poetry. So we're going to step out for a quick break. Stefan, hang on, and three lines open for you to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're here till 11 o'clock. 10:05, our favorite edutainer, Wes Bryan, will join us, and he'll be talking about smishing schemes that are out there. We'll be right back. yes. Mm-hmm. The 70s. Ooh. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So stick around. Three lines open for you still. 860-522-9842. We do start at 9. You seem to call at 10:30 and then wonder why the show is over and we don't have enough time for you. So get online early and often if you can. Just like voting. And we'll do our best to help you out. Let's go over to your calls, though. We're going to go to Stefan in New Britain and see what he's got going on. What's going on, Stefan?
Good morning, gentlemen. Morning. You want the good news or the bad news first?
Whichever you want to give us.
Okay, the good news. Those fixes that you recommended for my computer and the updates from last week.
Yeah.
I think it was. They seem to have worked. The fix worked.
Nice. Thank you. We'd like to hear that.
And Windows 10 is so much better than Windows 11 when you want to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the little AI thing in there, or whatever it is, the helper, you just press a button and it goes away.
Yeah, Copilot.
Unlike Windows 11. Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
The reason I'm calling is I have been working on my sister's locked up computer. And I was on the computer that you helped me get my updates to, and I came upon the Microsoft on again, off again, the start, you know, the power on button, power off button, 10 second thing. And the BIOS came up on my sister's computer. And first of all, it's a Dell. It's not a Samsung, it's a Dell.
Okay.
So I got into BIOS and I tried to do system reset completely. So you just wipe the computer and restart.
Whoa.
And she has a touch screen on it. And I did that, and it didn't actually take. It just shut off.
So you did it. You did a low level wipe at the BIOS level.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a recovery built into the Dell system.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, it didn't take. I did the BIOS updates and all that, and I went into that, and that appeared to work, but I haven't been able to wipe the machine.
Okay, so
and I don't. And her recovery key is in the ether somewhere.
The recovery key is actually kind of built into the hardware nowadays.
Yeah.
So
this computer is 8 years old.
Maybe not then.
Okay. All right. So you know, I was struggling with, okay, I'm in BIOS and I went through that stuff and it's like you have 7 minutes and then it's counting down and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
While it goes through the system, and I'm just trying to wipe the thing. That's all I'm trying to do. There's no data on there.
Yep.
According to her.
8-year-old system though, right, Stefan? Is a hard drive?
She had the hard drive replaced, from what I understand, with a solid state, because this was one of those, it's Black Friday sale at Best Buy.
Yep.
Yeah, one of those. And you know they put their best components in them. So she had to have the drive replaced. I believe it's a solid state drive. I can hear the fan going and everything.
Well, that's a good sign.
But I think it is a solid state drive. I believe she had her hard drive replaced with an SSD.
All right. How far do you get to the boot? Do you see a Windows logo?
No.
All right. So no, you're not booting up anything.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
So your hard drive is probably FUBAR.
She had it put in. So
yeah.
So it has to be replaced.
Well, because you're not seeing anything off the boot. I'm guessing there's something wrong with the drive. So you can test it. You could always take that drive out if it's a solid state, and you could go ahead and get a USB adapter, plug it into your computer, and then maybe run a test on it to see if you can run diagnostics on the brand of drive, whether it be a Micron or who knows what kind of drive you have in there, and see if it tests okay. But if it's not booting or not getting to that drive on the boot, it could also be that in the BIOS, you've set the boot order incorrectly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so, also, I did get the screen that says put her password in to get in.
Her BIOS password or Windows password?
No, Windows password.
Oh, you did see Windows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it says to put her password in.
Yeah.
And I've tried every iteration of what she thinks her password may have been.
Ah.
And yeah, it's not happening. So basically, I just want to wipe the machine.
Yeah. Do you have any?
Gotcha.
You have any ideas for him after the break?
Well, yeah, he can do a system restore from within firmware on a Dell laptop.
All right.
So we can post an article about how to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great, because I've tried everything, and I've told her I don't know how many times, write the password down.
Right.
And put it somewhere where you know where it is every time.
I agree.
That's what
Stefan.
I do. They call me crazy.
All right, Stefan, we'll put the link up there for you. We're coming against a hard break, though. Is that good enough for you to start?
That's fine. Just put the link up, because your path links have worked like a charm.
All right, our pleasure. Right. We will. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we are back. Yes. TV themes from the 70s?
Yeah.
Is what we're doing. So Carolyn's keeping us entertained, and hopefully we are as well. And speaking of entertaining, we've got Wes Bryan, one of our favorite edutainers, joining us at 10:05 to talk about smishing schemes. But right now, you guys have joined us. Plenty of calls coming in, which is great. We're going to go to Bob in Hebron. He's been up first. What's going on, Bob?
Hi, guys. Hi. Love the show.
Thanks.
I was working on my computer right this minute and came up with a weird one. I have both Excel and LibreOffice on my computer.
All right.
And I've got some files now that I was only using in Excel.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the .xls
extension
to them.
Yep.
Yeah, extension. Thank you. But they're showing up in File Manager with the LibreOffice.
Mm-hmm. They've been associated.
Symbol.
Yep.
And if I just click on them, it'll open it up in LibreOffice.
Right.
And I can open them up. I have to go through open in Excel to get them to open in Excel.
Right.
So I don't know how this happened.
Well,
I only have a few files saved as LibreOffice files with the ODC or ODS. Oh, I think it's ODS.
ODS,
extension.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
okay.
These are the XLS extensions.
Yeah, easily fixed. Easily fixed.
It's a Windows. Right. It's a Windows setting. So you're going to go into Windows settings, click on apps, click on default apps over on the left. And
okay, let's see if I can do this as we're speaking.
Mm.
So where do I go?
You're going to open up settings.
Okay.
If you don't know how to do that right away, you can hit press and hold the Windows key and then hit I while you're holding that down.
The Windows key I.
The Windows key and I is the keystroke.
Okay, I got settings.
All right.
Okay.
Over on the left, it'll say there's a bunch of stuff. One of them will be, wait a minute. In the middle, it'll say apps. Click on that.
Got it.
And then over on the left, in the list, there will be default apps.
Yep.
And in there, you should be able to pick, scroll down a little bit. You're going to pick by file type.
Right.
And click on that link.
Choose default apps by file type.
There
Bingo.
You go.
Got it open.
And it's going to take a while to paint the whole list. But once it does, you're going to scroll all the way down to XLS, and then you're going to click on that, and it'll give you a couple of different options, and then you pick Excel. And
okay, let's see.
Yeah, somehow you inadvertently associated the LibreOffice with your Excel files. They're associating with the wrong tool.
XLS.
Yep. So he's scrolling down trying to find the file. All right.
XLS.
And then
click on that.
Yep.
Okay. Choose an app. Okay.
There you go.
Obviously choose Excel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And as soon as you click Excel there, it saves it.
Now you're done. Problem solved.
So if I go back to File Manager, what do I have to...
No, problem solved. It should be associated by default by now.
It should be.
You shouldn't have to reboot or anything.
If you already have a Windows Explorer window open, it may not reflect the change right now.
Mm-hmm.
But just close Explorer and then open it again, and it'll show you the right file type.
Okay, great. Okay, super. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure, Bob.
As always, you've saved me. You're always a tremendous help. faithful listener, and always will be. Thanks a lot, guys.
Our pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. File associations, it does get annoying.
Yeah, and certain installers will change them on you and some don't, and it's kind of haphazard.
Let's go on to New Britain and Glenn next. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey.
Hey.
I keep getting the problem. I know this is simple, probably, but every time I restart my computer, it hounds me to upgrade to Windows 11.
Yeah, I know.
and I'm trying to avoid that. The thing is, the screen seems to be different almost every time, and you really struggle to not accidentally
click on it. Yeah.
Yeah, they keep redesigning that window. And as a matter of fact, they at any given moment, they probably have 20 different iterations of that window that they randomly send out to different computers that...
Hoping you misclick.
Yeah, they're really trying to mess with people's heads about this.
It's, again, Microsoft's tactics, right? It's they're hoping that you're going to click on it by accident to your point. And it's just cheesy. It's like, what kind of corporation does this, you know? You really should upgrade. We're going to figure out how to trick you into doing it because we know better than you, right? I know you bought our tool and you just want to do a Word document, but no, we want you to upgrade to Windows 11 and we'll figure out any kind of conniving way to get it to happen. Now, in the IT world, we agree you should upgrade, right? It's been long enough. Windows 10 is going to go end of life in October of 2025. So you do have plenty of time, per se. Windows 11 is not that scary. It does, of course, rearrange the furniture. Things will run differently. And also, sometimes Microsoft is incorrect and says your computer can upgrade, and it can't. You find some issues with it, like maybe your TPM module isn't turned on if you're running Windows 11 Pro and you got to go into the BIOS and turn it on and all these fun things. Maybe your CPU is too old to run Windows 11. Microsoft should be able to kind of detect that before that happens, but... Unfortunately, I don't know if there's any way, unless you know it, Dennis, to stop the nagging. Do you know it anyway?
Yeah, you can do a registry edit that will do
it. Yeah, it's kind of involved.
It's a little dicey, but it can be done. It isn't as hard as it sounds.
All right.
And it will absolutely prevent that from being installed.
So we can put a link as to how to do this, but you can break stuff,
great,
too.
Oh, it can break stuff too.
Yeah, when you get into that registry, when you mess with the registry of the operating system, you can make some errors in there. And so we don't want you to make your day worse, you know?
Nah. It's really annoying because I know this is going to sound stupid.
Maybe.
But one of the things that I've done on my computer since it was the late 90s.
Yeah.
You know, every computer I've had.
Yeah.
I had originally Lotus Suite on that computer.
Lotus 1-2-3, huh?
Yeah, the whole suite.
The whole suite, you know?
Yeah.
And they put their toolbar on the top.
Uh-huh.
So I moved my Microsoft toolbar to the top as well.
Sure.
You can't do that in Windows 11.
Nope. It's on the bottom.
It's
on the bottom, and that's where it's going to stay. And if you don't want it there, you have to install an application that will move it.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been using my toolbar at the top since those days,
sure,
so late 90s.
Yeah, you're used to it.
And I fumble whenever someone asks me to use their computer because I struggle to find it. The toolbar, you know.
I do. It's
the
like when I look at
bar, whatever you call it.
It's like when I look at my wife's phone. We have the exact same make and model phone, but the way she manages her apps, oh my.
Well,
it's really bad. I mean, it's like bad.
At my workplace, I used to drive people nuts because that's where I always put it on my work computer as well.
Yep.
And anytime IT had to remote do something on my computer, they'd call me and yell at me because it was driving them nuts trying to, work on my computer.
In this case, Glenn, but resistance is futile. You will be assimilated, and you're going to have to conform to the way Microsoft wants you to use their tool.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So if you want to do the registry hack just because of the bar up top there, you could, but or just keep avoiding the refresh. And see if you can make sure you don't click on it by accident.
Periodically, I have to restart my computer, you know.
You should periodically.
At least once a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I do my backups, like you guys always say. You know, I'm about every couple of weeks.
All right.
More if I use my personal database, but, you know.
Good.
Okay, well, thanks for some advice anyways.
Well, I was going to suggest that if you do decide to go through with the Windows 11 update, there is a way to move the taskbar to the top, and that's to use a third-party app.
Right.
And there is one that I have used for a couple of our Tab customers.
All right, what's
it called? It's called Explorer Patcher, two words. And
Explorer Patcher.
Yeah, yeah, we'll post an article that describes the products and it explains how to use it, in addition to showing you where to get it from. But it does a lot of other things with Explorer than just moving the taskbar.
Yeah.
But it does that very well, very easy, and that's the thing that I would recommend to use for that. So we'll post a link to that.
All right.
Yeah, and I know Microsoft won't change things for me just because I'm probably the only dummy out there that moves their taskbar.
No,
you are not. I just told you we have a couple of clients that had it moved, and I did it for them.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Lots of people do it. Because Microsoft made it a feature. They made it, you could put your taskbar on the left side, the right side, the top, the bottom. They thought it was all neat to move that thing.
Well,
around.
It's mind-blowing to me that they spent all these years since 1995.
Yeah.
Getting people to rely on the taskbar,
right,
and having encoded certain way and having it work in certain ways,
yeah,
and allowing people to customize it in a whole lot of ways. And then all of a sudden for Windows 11, they decided to rewrite the code and it's fixed.
Yeah. I don't know.
Seriously, people?
That's
this
Microsoft.
Is what you do to one of your great innovations that really changed computing.
I've got enough problems.
All right, but, Glenn.
Yeah.
We gave you some things to try, all right, sir?
Okay. Thank you very much. You guys are great. I've been listening to you since you started your show.
That's
I really
time.
Appreciate
you.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Glenn.
Thank you, and have a fine day, guys.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Yeah, that we started this program, well, I did, back in 1995.
Wow.
When the Rolling Stones had the theme, remember the Start Me Up theme for Windows 95? And we were all waiting for Windows 95. Of course, it came out late, but it finally came out. And that was going from Windows 3.1 to Windows 95.
Yeah, I remember the lead up to that. And everybody was calling it Chicago because that was the name of the project over in Redmond that was developing it.
I didn't know that.
You don't remember it being called Chicago?
See, no. See, Dennis has a brain that does, it memorizes those types of things. I can't even remember my own kids' birthdays. So we both have different skill sets, and that's why we work good together. We're going to step out for a quick break. Declan, hang on, and we'll get to you. But three lines open, 860-522-9842. This is Computer Talk. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted by Dennis right now live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And Mike G., the infamous Mike G., posts everything to our Facebook page over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. If you want to be part of that group, feel free to join. It's a private group. The only reason it's private is to avoid all the spammers and the scammers that get involved. That's why we make it private. Ask us if you want to join. You're welcome to. And, of course, if you follow us on X at Tab Computer Sys, Elon will have no trouble getting it to you as well. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, and we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Something happened with Carolyn's computer. We had nothing to do with it.
Nope, we didn't touch it.
Nope. Let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Declan and Avon next. What's going on, Declan?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have one of those all-of-a-sudden problems you talk about.
Oh, man, yeah. If we had a nickel, both of us would be driving better cars. Yeah.
Well, I was going along for years and years on my desktop, happy. Every time I'd click on a JPEG, it would just open. And then about 2 days ago, I started getting an error message that it was updating, and I couldn't figure out what it was. So I think my JPEGs were associated with Microsoft Photo.
Possibly.
So I went in. Yeah, it had been. I think that's the default. So I went in, and I tried to do a repair and a reset in the settings. That didn't work. I did a uninstall, and then I downloaded it from the Microsoft web store to get the new app, and I just can't seem to get it working with my photos.
So you can't get the association of JPEG to, like we covered with the last caller, a caller a few calls back.
Ago, yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe the association is still there, but the app is broken for some reason, and it's not working.
Right, even if you reinstalled it.
Yeah, it doesn't even show up as an option now.
It doesn't even show up as an installed app?
No, when I go choose an app, it's not there anymore. And I went to the Microsoft Store, re-downloaded it, and it said there is an error.
I agree with that. So that's why you can't do it. So you could always reassociate it with a different tool to open JPEGs. Chrome, you could use Chrome. Simply Chrome would open up JPEGs. Anything else you want to? What else would you recommend? As you guys have suggested?
For consumers, I recommend something called Irfan View.
Irfan View?
Yeah. It's IRFANVIEW.
Okay.
We can post a link to it.
Never heard of that one.
I'm pretty sure you've seen it.
I mean, really?
Yeah. It's kind of old. It's been around since the late 90s. It's a very good product.
Okay.
It's free for consumers.
Okay.
Businesses have to pay for it, but consumers can use it for free. And it has the advantage of being a very slim program.
Mm.
When you double click that file and want to see it, bang, it's going to be in a window on your computer instantly.
Neat.
It's not even as slow as like Windows, Microsoft Photos or whatever it's called now.
Yeah. So if you can't beat them, you just got a new tool. It's usually not worth trying to figure out why the program isn't working. There could be something wrong with the software itself.
The other thing to do, I know he already reset the Windows Photos app.
Yep.
What he might want to do is to reset the store app first.
Okay.
Then reboot the computer.
Yeah.
And then try to install the app from the store again.
There's a store app? I think it's just default because I just clicked
on your on your computer. There is a Microsoft Store app. Yeah.
We're having you reset the app itself.
Right.
Store app itself. That's true. I have seen some of those fixes.
Existed. I didn't even know that existed because when I click the options, it says download from Microsoft Store. It's built into the shell of the browser.
Well,
or the system.
It'll shell it out to the app on your computer. That's that's what the browser will do because it's scripted.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still that app, and that's the thing that goes to the store and gets the app and puts it on your computer.
Yeah, and every now and again.
If there's a problem with that app, then it's going to have trouble installing stuff.
Yep, that's true. I have read that. I've seen that. So try that, and then otherwise you're going to do the Irfan View, which I've never heard of before.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I had gone to Paint, because that was the only other option, and some other weird one that Dell had included, and they were both very clunky. You know, there's all sorts of stuff around the outside, and I said, what is going on here?
Yeah. I mean, Chrome, I think Chrome still opens them up pretty well, too. You could use Chrome for that.
Yeah, Chrome or Edge. Edge is built in anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. So even if it's just like a JPEG that's in a folder or floating on my desktop, when I click that, it'll open the browser?
Yeah, it'll open the photo using the browser. It'll use the tool that can display the GIF, the JPEG file.
Mm. So. Okay, those weren't options in the menu when I went to associate it with new ones, so I'll have to see if I can add that.
All right.
Strange.
It is strange, but it sounds like you got a problem with that Photos app, and probably resetting the store is going to solve it, if I had to guess.
Okay. I will try that.
All right, Declan.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Enjoy your day. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Something as simple as looking at a picture is not as simple as it used to be.
Yeah, that's the way things are these days.
Yeah, it used to be just, boom, it would just open. All these apps have to be associated and work properly. Let's go to Larry in Middlefield. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Larry in Middlefield here. Listening to your show this morning, earlier caller about getting tricked into Windows 11, that finally happened to me on a couple of my PCs.
Oh,
but
boy.
It's all relative.
Yep.
I was away a couple weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't listening to the show. I was up north, but the Windows 11, did they have a fix for the update that wasn't good?
If you're talking about 24H2, they are releasing patches to fix the various things that are broken in it.
Yeah,
but it goes by the problem, and You're just going to have to wait until your particular issue gets a patch for it. But they are rolling out.
Hope that helps you, Larry. Coming up against a hard break there. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab.